At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in-person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields: The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hi there. I'm David Gibson, and this is Miss Bear. So let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Let me share my screen again. Okay, so we have, first of all, my new book is out on sound-loving relationships. I thought I'd write a book so I could actually learn how to do it. And it's really effective. It's really profound. The basis of it is about being whole on your own, heart open. And then we have the online Sound Treatment Center. We mentioned sound. We have a sound bath coming up it's on February. This didn't get updated. Hold on. Let's see. So actually, the transformative sound bath is with Laura Sanchez. Oh, this, and maybe it will update. Yeah. Transformative sound bath with Laura Sanchez on February 21st. And then we have our open house on March 2nd. Here in Sausalito, our sound healing certificate in person just started. You could still jump in. And then we have the summer intensive coming up June 10th to the 20th. That's 10 to 9:30 every day. And then half of it's still online, which you could actually start right now if you like. We also have the full program online, which is starting February 18th or 25th, that is supposed to be. And the recording program just started. You could actually jump into that as well. You can find all of the programs at soundhealingcenter.com. And then we got the voice analysis software training. If you buy the software, we do the training on March 30th. And you can also get treatments. And then the brainwave as well is coming up. So, and we have vibrating car seats now. If you want to get vibrated while driving or while in the passenger seat. So those are the different things we have happening. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find all the different things at that we have going on. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about activation versus calming and peace. You know, I talk a lot about the basis of all sound healing is stable, consistent vibrations that create peace. And we look at the difference between chaotic vibrations, which are like fear, anger, anxiety, pain, or even just stress, that are chaotic vibrations. And the whole thing we're looking for is coherent, stable, consistent vibrations, which are the vowels. Turn on the original sound. There we go. You'll hear me better. Okay. The vowels. That's peace when you have a stable, consistent vibration. But also crystal bowls create anything that creates a drone. So we've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoo, tuning forks, all the instruments that are sustained notes. We also have the melodic instruments that are really sweet as well that create peace, and even drums that actually create peace by having a stable, consistent rhythm. So I often talk about the basis of everything is to get to peace. Peace is the basis of health in the body. And we can work to create peace with stable, consistent vibrations, with harmonic chords, with melodies that are sweet and rhythms that especially tune to you. So we can work at also smooth flow without any dramatic changes, like it built something that builds up smoothly and breaks down smoothly, then that can bring you to a place of peace even more. And so smooth flow without blockages is the definition of health, which is peace. But I'm here to tell you that there's another aspect that's really important, and that is activation. You know, activation is like chi, it's energy. If we were completely at peace, that would be stagnant. In Chinese medicine, they talk about, you know, a balance of activation and calming. And there's a lot of instruments that are very activating in that we have at the school and that a lot of people use for sound healing. So here's the list of activating to calming instruments. First of all, I put in things. I just had an MRI, so that was like, oh my God. What? Intense activating sounds. Or things like chainsaws or leaf blowers or motorcycles, they're really activating. Or distorted guitar. Heavy metal guitar, right? Quite activating. In sound healing, we could start with bagpipes or gongs are the most activating. Other noise makers that are really or shakers, some really intense ones. And then even the ocean drum that kind of sounds like the ocean's quite activating. Tibetan bowls with a wood stick are really activating. Rattles and then drums like the djembe. So they're starting to get a little mellower now. And then now we have the frosted crystal balls. A lot of people don't realize how activating they are. 30% of the dementia patients we work with 130 patients, 30% of them do not like the crystal balls. It's too piercing. Alchemy bowls are a little softer, they're not as loud, so they're not quite as bad. Flutes are actually an activating tone, but it's interesting because flutes are played in such a beautiful, sweet energy and melody and such that they can be really sweet, but the tone of the flute is actually can be too piercing for some people. We also have the crystal harp or quartzophone that is little quartz tubes, and they're really pure for that's too much for some people right there. The didgeridoo is a little lower frequency, so it's not quite as activating. But if you start doing the squawks, right, or the growls, they can be quite activating. Then there's the shakers, which are the really soft ones, like the ones that have just either salt or sand in them that are really soft. Those can actually not as quite activate. So now we're entering the area of warmer sounds. Hand drum, still activating because of the rhythm. The hand pan, which is like the ones that don't have holes in them, they're a little more tangy, so they're a little more activating. The free note, which is our xylophone, that's really actually for the dementia patients, that was the number one favorite because it's really kind of a not so pure of a tone, but it's pretty sweet and pure. The rav drum, even though it's got some metal and odd harmonics in it that make it a little activating, it's played with the soft hand, which makes it really warm. And then the sansula, which is a kalimba, is one of my favorites. It's just really soft. And then the Kosi chimes are like the softest and sweetest and calmest of all. So you can categorize all the sounds from most activating to most calming. Now, we've talked about how different issues require more activation or calming. So you can use activation to break up stuck energy. And that could be physically, like a blockage in a muscle or even in a nerve. And it could be, so it might, you might need like an edgy sound, like, right, to break it up. Or to energize. Activation is energizing. Especially kids like more activation. Rock and roll, distorted guitar, bang, right? Let's have some fun. I mean, it's the basis of the teenage years, right? Adolescent is let's where can we have more fun? Let's have more interesting things and activation. So as kids, we totally want more activation, often not always. Some kids these days are more sensitive, so they are not looking for the activation. But also for overcoming depression. If you just do calming sounds for somebody that's depressed, they're never going to get out of bed. So, but also you don't want to start with a gong and start banging a gong because they'll throw you out. So what you want to do is you want to actually build up to it. So start with more calming and build up to more activation over 10 or even 30 minutes. And then they'll totally go with you because you're moving into that activation so slowly. The early stages of dementia need activation because you want more blood flow going to the brain. But in the later stages of dementia, they're often triggered really easily and get anxiety. So there's no gongs, no activation for later dementia when they're more sensitive. Calming is all about, I mean, there's many things it's helpful for. And one is anxiety, especially panic attacks. Sensitive people, I mean, people that are just fragile, especially someone that's just got out of the hospital or in the hospital. You don't do like, even a crystal ball can be too much. You really have to check in with them. Hospice, they're again really fragile and sensitive. And then also, we always transmit love with calming sounds and energy. Now, we're not just talking about sounds, we can also talk about the rhythm, very busy rhythm is activating, whereas a very slow or calm, stable rhythm, bum, 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 is going to be more calming. There's also the volume. If you get loud, it's going to be more activating. If you get soft, it's going to be more calming. Even high frequencies are more activating than low frequencies. If you want somebody to get really calm, use a low note, not no, those are activating, right? So if you don't have activation, there can be a lot of problems. When I look at any issue around in the body, I'm always looking, does it need more activation or calming? Well, we talked about depression needs activation, anxiety needs calming. Well, I've got blood clots. And so they totally need more activation. But you have to be careful, because if you put like sound right on the blood clots when they're really bad, mine aren't really bad, but if you put sound right on them, they can break loose and go into the brain or lungs and you're dead. So you got to be really careful. But hikes and movement, I mean, sitting is the worst you can do. And this is really for everybody. Sitting is really the one, it's just horrible for you. You need to get moving. You got to move your body. We all know this, right? So activation is really important. But it's interesting. You know, I would drink, you think the best would be to drink more coffee or tea. But I've got a really fragile nervous system, so I can't handle coffee or tea. So I'm kind of in a little bind. So I do a lot of hikes and a lot of movement whenever I can. You could even look at grief as to whether it needs more activation or calming. It's interesting. You know, if someone's not grieving, I see it as you need to bring them down into the sadness, which would be more calm, not activation. A lot of people think, oh, let's get, you know, cheer you up and get you out of the grief. Well, at the beginning, you need to grieve. Allow it to be, right? Now, if you've been grieving every day, all day long for 2 years, you know, you might definitely need a little more gratitude, which is going to be kind of a balance between activation and calming so that you can actually get things moving. Now, it's interesting when you actually look at how much activation or calming you need. And it really varies dramatically. First of all, they've discovered, in the classes, I talk about this in the recording classes, the music we like, the number one most important aspect as to whether you like music that you're listening to is whether it's simple enough or busy enough. Some people like way more busyness, blah, 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 right? Some like way more simplicity. We all have different values. And it's different through the day. The basic idea, I mean, it's like we have our tea and coffee mostly in the morning. So we're looking for more activation to get us out of the calm sleep we just came out of, right? Which is a theta. And so then when later through the day, we might need more, you know, herbal tea or, you know, something to calm us down, some sound healing music. So it's really quite different for what everybody needs as far as activation or calming and throughout the day. And so it's really interesting and to become really aware of how much you need, because only you really know how much activation or calming you need. I mean, if you have to do something, I mean, it's like you put on the music that's jamming, that's really jamming, right? Let me give you an example here. Share my sound. So, you know, the sound table that we have will really take you to a profound state of peace. It's really calming, but it's really activating at the same time. I mean, we've got powerful vibrations going, right? It's intense. And for a lot of people that are really fragile, it's way too much. Not a lot of people, just people that are super fragile. Actually, the dementia center, most of them like it, but some can't handle it, right? But if someone's got a panic attack, no way. The sound lounge or any vibration on the body, because it's too much, really way too much, right? So it's really a nice balance of activation and calming. So let's see, what was I going to do here? So, yeah, let me play for you some activating instruments and calming, or activating sounds and music and calming. I'll just give you little bits and pieces here. So here is a tambora. Listen how activating this is. Stable, consistent, right? So it's still got this mellowness to it. I mean, it's not like a distorted guitar, right? But it's on the spectrum. It's a little more, definitely more activating than calming. So here's my CD, Calm Sleep. Let's see here. Calm Sleep. Listen to this. It actually gets more and more mellow as I go, so I'm going to play near the end where it's really mellow. Okay, so this is completely different. It's really warm. Not only warm sounds, but warm, slow tempo, and warm chords. Yeah, of course, you already know. Okay, so now in the song Awakening that I have, where we actually find your note, where you're at peace, well, we've got it in delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha and oneness, alpha for learning and sports, which is more activating, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, also more activating, and then gamma for blissing out, which is really quite activating, but still peaceful because it's your note. Now, delta rhythms are like wah, 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 wah. That's where you are when you're in deep sleep. Very calming, very calming. Theta rhythms are double that speed. Wah, 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 wah. A little bit different for everybody, but around average is whoa, 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 whoa. Still pretty calming, very calming and relaxing. And alpha, now we enter, it's like, I think of alpha as my tea in the morning, right? It's a much more activating, but still calming because it's your peaceful state of you. And that's na 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 na, and that's presence and alert. Na 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 na, right? And again, it's best when it's tuned to you. And then there's the activation of beta, which is where you're thinking, and that's like, but still when tuned to you, it's peaceful. It feels really peaceful because now you can think as well. And then gamma is just the bass of a song where you get blissed out. So we can actually use more activating frequencies tuned to where we're at peace, and get the perfect balance of it, right? Okay, so let me play for you. I just created this song for myself, tuned to my note of B flat, which is happens to be 57 beats per minute. And I added in a drum rhythm, which is pretty activating. And I love listening to this in the morning because it's so tuned to me. Okay, let me find the section here and check it out. So it's got really mellow drones that are really calming. And then the drums kick in slowly. And that rhythm is tuned to me. It's tuned to my metabolism where I'm at peace. Fast forward. We're jamming now. So cool because it's so still, it feels so comfortable, but it gets me jamming, it gets me moving in a really peaceful way. Because it's tuned precisely to me. Sound. There we go. Now check out this gong. I'll fade it in so it's not too shocking. Because gongs are intense. Gongs are really activating. Okay, check this out. Thing that's important to know, and maybe I mention it, but let me go into more detail, is activating sounds can be dangerous. I mean, you play a gong for somebody that's prone to panic attacks, and you can totally trigger panic attacks. You play it to somebody that's really fragile in the hospital or just really sensitive, and they can't handle it. It triggers them dramatically. Okay, so I just had an MRI, and around here, the MRI they play, the sounds are so unbelievably intense. It's just shocking that they even do it, right? And they said that a large percentage of people completely have panic attacks and have to actually be put out with drugs to actually go into the MRI. And it's just crazy. It's crazy that they even actually do that. because I mean, all these people in the hospital, that's the definition. They're already fragile and sensitive, and they can handle very much at all. So it's really, you got to be really careful with activation. So when you have somebody that's fragile, the amount of activation versus calming becomes really critical. And this is also the same in Chinese medicine. It's like the tonic is the activation. So they're always looking for just the right amount of activation to actually get your system flowing energy-wise and versus calming. It's interesting. I just thought of one thing that's really that I learned at a Pink Floyd concert. When I was much younger, years ago, I saw God at this Pink Floyd concert, and I realized that the Dark Side of the Moon, they start with this really activating song called Time, and then there's alarm clocks, bang, 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 that go off like all these alarm clocks. And then from there, it mellows out more and more and more and more, at least on the first side of the album. And it was interesting. I realized when you have the activation, it wakes up your system so that you can then be more present to go to be more peaceful. Right? So sometimes you need to have something to wake you up. But again, many people cannot handle this activation. I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, it's really so important to just do just the right amount of activation and peace at the same time, ideally. Now, you can also do activation like Pink Floyd and then move to the peace. But if you can do the both, I mean, again, the sound lounge is kind of the ideal combination because you get this powerful vibration that's feeding energy through your whole body while you've got beautiful, peaceful bass sounds vibrating as well. And you tune it to you, and then it's really peaceful while being quite activating. So it's really, that's really the main thing that I've learned is to have just the right amount of activation and calming for you. So this is also the same when it comes to nature sounds. We have nature sounds that are really calming, like waves lapping on the shore, bubbling brook. We've got also all the animal sounds, which range from a little tweet tweet or an owl, right? All the way up to a crow that's really activating, or a raven, caw, 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 right? And then we've got crashing waves on the shore that are really activating. And then we've even got massive waterfalls that are intensely activating as far as the sound. Or the most activating nature sound of all would be the crack of lightning. And thunder is actually kind of a warm sound. Thunder is actually, it's the crack of the lightning that's the most activating. You can almost hum to the thunder itself. It's interesting. So you can gauge sounds from activating to calming in nature completely. So let me play a little bit of my nature, new CD called Nature's Flow, and I'll skip through it a bit and notice how activating or calming the sounds are for you and whether you can handle them or want more. Right. Okay, check this out. Here we go. Nature's Flow. Starts really calm. Thank you. especially the hives. Even the crickets are a little activated. I remember not being able to go to sleep when I was camping with a bunch of crickets once. There was so much. But not like distorted guitar, huh? That's a problem. And then a soft little stream of waves. And I'll fast forward now. Just the right amount of activation and calming for me right now. I love it.
sounds now, huh?
I mean, also, of course, all the animals run the full gamut. Here are the Koki frogs, which are quite activating, which I think of for the third eye. But not nearly as activating as the bees. The bees are like totally activating with the buzz. A really cool way too. Again, activation moves energy. Then there's a kookaburra. I mean, oh my God, totally activating in the most fun way. Here's a recording of lightning slowed down electronically. It's complete chaos. Lightning, the crack of lightning slowed down electronically. Chaos can be very activating. Even water crashing on a wave is chaos. It's quite chaotic, and that can be quite activating, which can be really, really good for breaking up stuck energy. I mean, white noise is especially good for breaking up stuck energy, which includes oceans, waves, rivers and streams and wind, and also even the breath is white noise. That's really interesting that one of the softest, sweetest sounds is actually an activating sound of the breath. But it's so soft in volume that we feel it as a really calming sound, even though it's white noise that is actually quite good for breaking up things. That's really interesting, huh? So, you know, you can look at every sound as to how activating or calming it is. But it's interesting that stress and fear and anxiety and even anger are chaotic vibrations which are activating. So in a way, actually in a very real way, these can activate us to move our life forward and grow. So stress and all of these things can actually be really good for us to actually create energy to actually have us change our life. But probably for the most part, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. And what happens is we get totally stressed out by that vibration. Right? And also the main thing to know is as we get older, normally, not always, but mostly, we are more sensitive to activating sounds and energies. So we don't need as much activation, but that's really interesting. I say that, but on the other hand, we do need activation. We got to keep moving. We got to keep moving or we're going to die, right? Our body will fall apart. It's like the most basic thing you could do when you get old is you got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. Got to keep the energy going, which means being socially active, keeping your brain active and reading and creativity and all of that. That's really activation. But on the other hand, we are more sensitive to activation. Like, you know, I don't listen to heavy metal anymore, right? Although I actually produced heavy metal bands when I was actually younger, and it was kind of fun. It was like kind of fun. But So it does change. Again, the kids love more, often want more activation. And as we get older, we think of stress as activation, and we just need more calming to overcome the stress. So in a way, stress can get us going, but on the other hand, it breaks us down. It breaks us down more than anything. And that's when we need more peace. More peace. It's interesting because I talk about flow as being smooth flow. That's like, it's kind of like a song or a river, da ba da 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 ba da, as opposed to da 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 you ba, or the worst blockage, da da ba, where you're stuck, which is the cause of schizophrenia also. The double bind. So smooth flow, but da, 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 da. We talk about smooth flow in each of the 11 medical systems. If you don't have smooth flow through the nervous system, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth musical flow through the circulatory system, you're going to have a heart attack. You could. If you don't have smooth flow through the digestive system, all types of problems. Smooth flow through the meridians is the whole deal, right? It's smooth flow without blockages is the definition of health. And that's peaceful. When you have smooth flow, it creates a peace, a coherence, because it's not going, right? So smooth flow is peace. But it's activating because it's a flow. So the interesting thing is, can you have too much flow? And this is really a very cosmic question. Well, you can have too much flow, especially it's interesting now that I'm taking blood thinners, right? You can have actually too much blood thinners, and then you got too much flow and you start bleeding. You can also have too much flow based on stress that actually breaks your blood vessels. What I've learned is the amount of flow that you need is dependent on the container of the flow. If you have a pipe and you're putting water through it, the pipe has a certain threshold where if you make the pressure of the water too much, it's gonna blow a hole in it. So you gotta make sure you have just the right amount of pressure, or not too much, and because then it will explode. So same with the veins and same with the nervous system. You need just the right amount of flow. Now it's interesting because as we are accessing higher states of consciousness and more interesting fun of blissful states, I found that my nervous system's having a hard time keeping up with running that much energy. I have a friend, she said, oh, spirit showed her the essence, the core essence of universal love, and she was knocked off her feet and found herself laying on the floor. Too much universal love, right? So we're learning by being more at peace, having more ability to actually run more energy through our system, more activation, more flow, right? It's really interesting. But the question is, what about spirit and source? I mean, can we have too much of spirit and source? Well, maybe. I mean, sometimes people have healing crises where, they've got toxins that have built up in their system. And when we get really peaceful and in the flow, our body goes, oh, cool, we can handle letting go of these toxins now. And then you actually get sick. I have that happen quite often because I've got, a slow metabolism. So I've got toxins that if I, get really activated, they can clear out. So I got to be careful as to how much exercise I do at once. And this is well known. If you do too much exercise, you can get really sick because your body goes, oh, okay, I'm just going to let it all go at once. So again, when it gets down to it, it's just the right amount of flow or activation versus peace. That's really the whole deal. The amount of flow or activation for you at any time. And only you know. Only you know what you need at any time. The trick is to simply be aware and just check in. Do you need more activation or more calming overall in your life? And at this moment, right? I mean, we like something fun. Let's do go watch a movie or go dancing or, you know, go to party, whatever, and get a little activation. Or let's go just be alone and meditate and be peaceful and listen to something that really puts us in the zone, right? What do you need? And it may even be over a long period of time. There are all these cycles that we go through. I mean, maybe it's even this year you need more inward and calming. And then once you've really developed that stability, rock and roll, right? Let's go party. Let's actually do something really wild and fun, right? So it's really just a matter of checking in to know how much you need. And if you're working on a client, it's just critical that you check in and see where they are. You can ask them different questions, but you can just look and see how fragile they are. But you can also ask them. And this is really interesting because here's the biggest, one of the biggest problems in the field of sound healing. And that is when people go to a sound bath, a lot of people are expecting mellowness. Whereas a lot of people in sound baths do gongs and they get really intense like I was playing earlier. And then they even do jams on different instruments to get really quite activating, which can be cool, but can be way too much for a lot of people. So I tend to actually create sound baths more to the mellow side so I don't freak anybody out or especially don't hurt anybody. Right. So I recommend a little mellower sound bath. Sound baths that start maybe a little activating, like Pink Floyd, right? And then get mellower and mellower and mellower and mellower. Because peace, I mean, so many people have anxiety in them. They really do need more peace. I think we need more peace than we need activation. I say a balance, but for the most part, especially as we get stressed and deal with the planet, mass consciousness, we need more peace. So here's the easiest piece of all. Make the warmest, most peaceful sound you can possibly make. Now, I'll do it too. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening. Even all sound has energy, so it's got an activating component. Hold that energy for the rest of the week. Find your balance for the rest of your life and lifetimes. Thank you.